Welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 224. Spotlight on DC Comics The Flash, Volume 1, number 110, circa 1959. Well, that's a mouthful here. I am Chris Mosby.
Caleb Gerard.
And I am Murray Fox.
And just a reminder before we begin, we are a spoiler-filled podcast on most occasions. This is spoilers for 1959. We're going to switch it up a little bit. This issue is the first appearance of the Weather Wizard and Wally West. Spoilers, in case you didn't know. And we're going to skip to the Kid Flash thing, and then, you know, if we're feeling it, we're going to go on to the Weather Wizard story, because it's much longer, and it's early on a Sunday morning, and, you know, we all have hangovers. No, maybe only me. This was also reprinted in the Flash Archives from 19...
Volume 2, because it wasn't in Volume 1.
Yes. The recently released in 2014 Flash Omnibus hardcover, Flash versus the Rogues in 2009... let's see. Ah, yes, the Flash is celebration of 75 years hardcover, which I bought recently. Yeah, the showcase from 2007, Volume 1. There's some other ones. DC Universe Secret Origins, even more Secret Origins in 2003. And let's see, Replica Edition of Flash Annual Number 1. And some other ones from different time periods and so forth. 80-page giant from 1964, number 4. All right, there we go.
It's popular.
If you want to follow along with us, then you may. We'll wait. Okay, let's go.
And it's also available on Comixology.
Oh, it is. We're on Comixology. Oh, all right then. There we go. So
for $1.99.
There's absolutely no reason not to read this, folks.
Well, yes. We'll find out, won't we?
I am way, way behind on my Flash TV show, but I do believe Wally West is supposed to be showing up, if he hasn't already.
He hasn't yet.
Hasn't yet. Okay, well, he will be showing up in the TV show. Whether he be the Kid Flash is a whole other story. I'm sure they'll do that, because, you know, it's a much cooler show than any other television show, as far as superheroes goes, in my opinion. Anyway.
Because Supergirl's kind of lame, but...
Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I do believe it's supposed to be more geared towards women, so, you know, you may not have the proper equipment to enjoy it properly. That's just my opinion. That's just what I heard. I mean, you know, I haven't seen it.
You haven't heard? That's what you heard about my equipment? Thanks.
No, well, I'm just saying, you know, you don't have the, you know, the women things. At least I assume. I don't know you. I know you pretty well, but I don't know you that well.
Good call, man. Good call.
So anyway,
I'm going to do this one. Take this one.
Without any much more ado, let's get into it.
And by the way, Wally West is now a recurring supporting character in the monthly comic.
Ah, that's right. He is, isn't he?
The new 52.
Yeah, I haven't read that in years.
But they've also American Africanized Iris West and her family. So,
in the TV show or in the comic as well?
In the comic, they're starting to. She's fading to black, as they say.
Well, she wasn't that way when New 52 started.
Right, and they're bringing it more in line with the TV show, which is absolutely what they should be doing.
Well, yeah, I agree, but how does they explain the? That it oh well what the hell we had another reboot didn't we so whatever
it's comic books
I know but God
talking gorillas
yeah all right
so, all right so the Flash this is Barry Allen alias the Flash thought that he alone in all the world possessed the gift of super speed ! And Barry's belief was correct until one momentous day when an incredible accident happened. An accident that it resulted in the appearance of a startling new figure in the continuous battle against evil and injustice. Meet Kid Flash. And we have a splash page of Flash standing there staring at a mini Flash making a whirlwind, holding up, looks like a bear up in the air. He says, I rushed here to the zoo to help these escaped beasts back into their cages, but fast as I am, Kid Flash beat me to it. Lots of exclamation points. And this is drawn by the lifelong Flash artist, Carmine Infantino.
Mm-hmm.
He, oh my God, that guy drew Flash for, I don't know, ever.
Yeah, he did. Long
basically,
time.
Up through Crisis, up through 86. So this is almost 30 years before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did it for a long time.
Right. So Noontime.
Well, he had a
in the
break apartment. In there, though. Like he, in the 70s, they had an artist.
Oh, okay.
Is that when he was over at Marvel for a few minutes?
Maybe. Like, I think he drew the Flash through the 60s, and then had, like, Irv Novik and Don Heck and others kind of took over for a while. But yeah, Carmen came back in the 80s and closed out the Flash run.
He did. With,
wow.
Yeah, with the Trial of the Flash, the never-ending Trial of the Flash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I almost bought the showcase of that on eBay, but I haven't yet.
Ah, it's worth it. It's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
It's pretty looking.
Well,
this stuff looks great in black and white.
If it's in hardcover or something else, I might get it there, but, you know, that's another story.
All right, so it's noontime in the apartment of Barry Allen, and Barry's thinking to himself, Iris asked me to see her here. She said she was bringing over someone to meet me. I wonder who it could be. And within a few moments, we have Iris coming in with a nice hairdo.
A freakishly large head.
He does have a freakishly large head. He's like an orange on a toothpick.
I'm not sure about here, but she is the greatest villain on the TV show. So, you know.
Iris is?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Because she's a horrible actress?
Well,
no.
There's that.
Okay, both of you.
Okay. I'll stop.
Keepers. Iris. Clearly none of you are in season two. She's the best.
I just finished
episode 3 with Captain Cold and Golden Glider, so. And she is a crappy actress. Come on, Murray. Come
no,
on.
Nope. 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 Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
But he does have a freakishly large head here, Wally West does. It's like that kid from So I Married an Axe Murderer. So she says to Barry, who is chest out, crew-cutted, Barry, I want you to meet my nephew, Wally. He's the president of the Flash fan club in his hometown. And they're, hi, Wally. That's kind of creepy. Sorry. Wally's ambition is to meet his hero, the Flash. I thought you might be able to arrange it, Barry. I see. Iris knows I'm a friend of Flash, but she doesn't know we're one and the same person. Now, how can I do what she asked and introduce Flash to her nephew without revealing the fact? That fact. Wait, I have an idea.
Ah,
but
that
was all thought balloons.
Dude, I miss those thought balloons. I'm sorry, I just do. I really do.
It's Mosby's favorite. As Barry turns to the boy's pretty aunt, Iris, suppose you leave Wally with me for the afternoon. Maybe I can arrange a meeting with the Flash. Okay, I've got to get back to my desk at Picture News anyway. See you two later. After Iris is gone, jumping jets, you mean I'm really going to meet the Flash, Mr. Allen? Says the big-headed Wally West.
How much money you got on you? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this is kind of creepy, I'm sorry. He's holding him by the shoulders.
See, okay, now look. This
leading
is...
Leading him for kids.
It That is our 21st century cynicism, you know, seeping in. But yeah, it is kind of creepy.
Yeah, except for Murray, who thinks it all is very above board and
well, it is above board. Back then it was, but you can't, I don't know. We've just all been so jaded by the way things are. Damn it,
nobody,
man.
Nobody, he's a stranger. Anyhow, stranger danger.
Okay.
Barry's all, I think so, Wally.
Alright, easy.
Alright. You see, he points to a closed door. If you go into that closed door.
Stop it!
Oh, he's wearing a bow tie. I just noticed that. Okay. You see, the Flash occasionally visits me. He or stays in that room there, kind of uses it as a headquarters during his visit. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you were in there right now. Gosh, says Wally. If he is, I'm sure he won't mind you coming in to say hello. Go ahead and see if he's in there. So, boy, I sure will, says Wally. But as the dazzled lad moves towards the door, this is the caption box. But as the dazzled lad moves towards the door, a puff of red spurts from the hand of Barry Allen behind him.
Stop
Yes,
it.
my cynicism is leaking through
Stop it.
like a spurt of red.
You're
This
killing
is
me.
one time I've got to get into the My Flash uniform faster than a quick change artist. Well, so Barry is quickly changing into his Flash costume, runs into the door. The next instant, while he's almost at the door, I've got a split second to work this trick. Then moving so fast that he becomes invisible, an invisible blur, the Scarlet Speedster carries out his plan. I can't disappoint Wally. When he gets into that room, Flash has to be in there. And
He obviously couldn't go through doors at this point.
as Wally does enter, I move so fast he didn't even see the door opening and closing before he reached it. Here he comes. Jumping jets! Flash, is that really you? Hi, Wally. I couldn't help overhearing the conversation in the next room, and I'm glad my friend Barry Allen sent you in to see me. It isn't often I get a chance to meet the president of one of my fan clubs. Mr. Flash, this is the coolest moment of my life. I mean, wait till the cat's back home. Here I've actually shaken hands with the Flash himself. The cats? Oh, that's just the way we kids talk, Mr. Flash. But please,
Yes, yes.
I want to know all about you so I can make a report when I get home.
So
How did you
for
get
you
to
youngsters there, he doesn't mean actual cats. He's not talking to cats. He means actual his buddies. That's what he's meaning there. So, okay, just want to clarify that so it'll make it a little bit less creepy than Mr. Gerard has been making it. So, continue.
They're hipsters.
Yes. Hipsters.
Anyhow, but I'll do better than just answer your first question. I'll actually show you how I got my speed. How would you like that? Man, would I? And so they go to the lab. Oh, good Jesus. All right.
Yeah,
And
this has got to be safe, very safe, I'm sure.
so it's a big shelving unit with glass beakers all over it. No sign of anything supporting them. I've taken Wally to this little private laboratory in Barry Allen's apartment and explained to him that Barry himself had to leave for a while. So he thinks about himself in the third person. That's
Well, that's how he manages that whole identity thing.
just odd. Okay, it was 2 years ago, Wally, in a laboratory similar to this one. I was mixing chemicals for an experiment on a day just like this when suddenly, through the window, a lightning bolt. Huh? And a lightning bolt strikes through the window, hits the glass beakers, pours all the chemicals all over Wally. Great Scott! Just as I was telling Wally about the lightning bolt, a real one came through the window. Wally, are you all right? I think so. The lightning hit the bottles and splashed chemicals over Wally in the same way it did over me 2 years ago.
Just
Great
a quick note.
Jupiter?
Did you guys ever read that story where it says that when the Flash died in, when Barry Allen died in a crisis, that he ended up being that lightning bolt that hit that to make Wally the Flash?
Think I remember reading
Well,
that.
I think Wade wrote that or
I
something.
was gonna say that sounds like a Wade thing, you know.
Anyway, go ahead.
I think it was in secret. I think that it was in Secret Origins. They
Yeah, it
put
might
that
have
in there.
been.
I think so, yeah.
That makes it cooler. It's not quite as lame. But anyway, go ahead.
Don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah.
I
I mean, at
wonder
least they
if.
didn't make that rot. Well, you know, Robin's parents did get killed, so I guess that is the same, isn't it?
Seems fantastic, but the accident was exactly the same. Can it
How
be?
did
Is it
that
possible
happen?
that Wally now has the speed of
Speed of.
Flash? There's a quick way to find out. If he's got the speed of, it will show immediately. Wally, before we go, will you do me a favor? I'd like you to see how fast you can run. raced me to the end of the apartment there and back a few times. That's a huge frickin' apartment. Wow.
Holy crap,
race
it is.
You? As young Wally gives his amazed consent, and now he's giving consent. Awesome. Okay. He's right with me, but I'm not going my fastest. Now I really start to move. I'm going at super speed, and he's right alongside me. I guess Flash isn't half trying because I'm keeping up with him. And they're a big blur. God, freaking huge place. As the Flash, as the fastest man alive, reveals the truth to the lad, and somehow, Wally, the identical accident, a billion to one shot happened. Mm-hmm. The chemicals that sprayed you.
Easy. God. You're making this
you're
so
just
weird.
Just giving you the super speed just like I have.
I'm going to have
jumping.
To. I'm going to have to go take a shower after this, thanks to you, pal.
Jumping jets. I know it's hard for you to believe, Wally, but I'll prove it to you. Get ready. I'm going to throw this ball across the apartment as hard as I can. And as soon as it leaves my hand, start after it. Go! I caught up with the ball before it hit the wall. In the hall. I didn't stall. Are you convinced, Wally? You couldn't possibly have done that without super speed. I'm still eating. Sorry, my daughter just walked in.
Oh, yeah. Well, my sister did,
fact,
too. So.
As the incredible fact settles down on the boy and Flash turns mentor, yeah, your new speed is a priceless gift, Wally, but it's also a great responsibility. To deserve it, you must use it only to help those in need, to combat evil, and never for your own gain.
And to get chicks.
Later on, yes.
Sorry.
Here, I made you a little ring, just like the one I wear, Wally. Watch what happens when you press the secret spring on it. All right, as the boy does as bidden, and a spurt of red puff suddenly from puffs, a burst of red puffs suddenly from the red. Ooh, it's a uniform, just like yours. You know, I missed the yellow one without the with his exposed hair. That was
yeah.
cool. Redesign.
I got a shirt of that.
Yes, it's one of my spares, but it's cut. I've cut it down to fit you. Try it on. And in no time at all, it fits you fine. No one will recognize you when you wear this outfit. Blah, blah, blah. Kid Flash, that's out of this world. Way out. So he's Kid Flash, the fastest boy alive. How does that strike you? Barry Allen has to get back to work. Wally, I've got to leave for a while. You can stay here and practice your speed till you master it. I'll be back before dark. Okay, Mr. Flash. See ya. When Wally is left alone, when I tell the cats back home, but wait, I won't be able to tell them. I must remember what Mr. Flash said. I can't reveal to anyone who I really am, and only Mr. Flash will know my true identity. Golly, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to anybody. And then over the radio, in the apartment, and several dangerous animals escape from the zoo. The
take a drink!
But they're not super beasts.
Well, they still escaped from the zoo. I mean, come on.
Oh, good point. All right, well, I got coffee right here.
Okay.
Animals escape. Jumping jets. Okay, jumping jets.
Where is
That's
he getting that from? Place. There must be lots of jets around in this area. Or are they new? Okay. They're pretty new, right? Yeah, that's it.
Jets? No.
I'm just making shit up, dude.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Wally is going to go stop the dangerous animals, and a teeny streak of Scarlet, the fastest boy alive, scoots across the city.
Zoom!
Jeepers, weepers, going past that speeding sports car as if it were in reverse. This super speed is the coolest, the most, or it should be the mostest.
I would think so.
Mostest. At the street corner, a sight arrests the pint-sized speedster. Well, their alliteration, their use of... Yeah.
Yeah, this is the era where everything had an exclamation point on it, too.
There were no periods.
Yeah.
Except when there were ellipses.
True.
That's right.
Very true.
That old man, he's having trouble getting across the street with all this traffic. A sudden gust of wind blew me across the street. Boy, the things you could do with super speed, help people move around like lightning. So this guy has no problem with a tornado lifting him across the street. All right.
I'm sure the bear didn't like it, but...
Two shakes later, I heard the head keeper say that a fired employee let a lion and a bear escape from their cages on purpose. The employee has already been arrested, but there's the lion now. Exposition. As the boy speedster gets an inspiration.
Well, this is a pretty intricate plot. You got to help, you know, the reader keep track, you know.
Nowadays, this would be a 6-issue miniseries.
Yes, it would.
As the boy speedster gets an inspiration, instead of trying to bring the lion to the cage, I'll bring the cage to the lion. With super speed, I can easily push this heavy case along. How does super speed translate into super strength?
Momentum.
Momentum. Okay. All right.
I'm just throwing that out there.
All right. Science. Got it. Deftly, by the use of his phenomenal speed, Kid Flash traps the king of beasts, the lion, by the way. He's chasing the lion around.
Yeah, yeah.
Got him. I moved so fast, the lion was inside the cage before it even knew what was happening. So he trapped the lion in a little cage on wheels, like a circus cage, which seems odd at the zoo, but whatever. Ah, now he's got his eye on the bear, and here's the bear. Boy, listen to that angry grunt.
oh, sorry. Startled me.
Okay, whirling.
It's like a guy in a bear suit, actually, but whatever.
Okay, whirling around the great beast at super speed, the boy speedster causes the current of air to spin Mr. Bruin like a top. I've heard about Flash doing this, and it's just as easy for me. Sorry.
But all right.
Moments later, a tornado-like force blows the dazed bear into its cage, and shortly, as another crimson comet reaches the scene, as soon as I heard the news of the escaped animals, I came right over, but it seems that... that once for someone beat me to it.
Dude, you all right?
Yeah, just a little phlegm.
A little phlegm? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, phlegm. You know.
Yeah, I understand. I woke up with it, too.
Phlegm. All right. Kid Flash got both the animals back safely in their cages. Great. Jupiter. Jumping jeepers. Jumping Jupiters. This is a strange feeling I have, but a good one.
Stop it!
Oh, come on, it's all there on the page. It's in black and white.
Yes,
dude.
Yes, I know.
I know now that I will never be alone again in my struggle against evil and injustice. I've got someone to fight it at my side. Kid Flash! And the Justice League. Don't forget the Justice League, Barry Allen. You were fighting along with them already. Sorry.
I don't think he has been yet.
1959? There was no Justice League yet?
I don't think so.
What year did the Justice League come together?
I want to say...
It's Brave and the Bold. Hold on a second. I'll look it up. Continue.
I think the Justice League is still not there yet.
Well, my bad for making fun of the writers. All right.
I know, he really is all alone. He really is all alone.
Yes.
All by myself.
Brave and the Bold number 28 was in March 1960, so that's roughly at least 6 months before or to a year before.
Huh. Well, continuity lives in 1959.
Yep.
All right, so we're back at Barry's place. Later, after Kid Flash 2 has secretly changed to a civilian identity at Barry's apartment,
yeah.
I'm glad you had such a fine time with the Flash. Well, so after all that, he still doesn't tell him he's Barry Allen. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right, Mr. Allen. Here comes my aunt now. When Iris has heard about the day's proceedings, well, maybe you'll be happy now, Wally, now that you've actually met the Flash. But tell me, you know who this amazing new Marvel Kid Flash is, but you can't tell me or Barry here? No, Aunt Iris, I can't. You see, it's something that has to be a secret forever. between me and my friend, Mr. Flash.
Forever.
So, yeah.
That's cool. Despite you making it creepy, jeez.
Hey, I read them like I read them.
Okay.
It's just, it's on the page. I don't make these things up.
I know.
Oh, this is cool. So at the back of the Comixology one, there's a list of other a lot of the stuff that you mentioned, but mm-hmm. other things that people might want to take a look at, like the first appearance of Wally West as the Flash back in 87.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Flash number one.
I have that entire run.
Of course, the Trial of the Flash, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Oh, the classic.
Mm-hmm.
Flash Rebirth, not quite the classic that it was intended to be.
No, it was forced, unfortunately. Green Lantern Rebirth was a lot better.
And other stuff. And for whatever reason, there's a... it's showing Jessie Quick when she was doing her Liberty Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there. Which actually was a great idea, but mm-hmm. anyhow.
Yeah, I liked her as Liberty. I liked her as Liberty Bell.
Yeah, that was a good deal in the JSA. Uh-huh. That was for sure.
No, it was a good move by them, but the resurgence of All-Star Squadron, or a brand new All-Star Squadron that never quite got there.
Yeah, true.
Anyhow, so that's the first story of Wally West, who, as I said, is making his way slowly into the comic book. Slowly. It is supposed to be making an appearance, like you said, on the TV show, but I don't think he has, like you, I'm way behind.
So. Yeah, I've only watched one episode, so I think there's like six or seven out there.
Yeah, I think it's coming up in December. I think he's coming just after the Flash Arrow crossover.
Okay, yeah, which I'm going to have to catch up on Arrow before then.
Yeah, I'd like to catch up on it too, because I'd like to see that crossover.
I haven't watched any of Arrow yet.
I think you can probably watch the crossover without having caught up.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
But,
it's not right.
But of course you can. It's just like picking up a comic book that you've never read before. They'll fill you in. Don't you worry.
See, I've got...
Not if it's a DC comic.
I'm an entire week off. I have an entire week off, so I got plenty of time.
Catch up. A week off?
Why do I have a week off? Well, Dell closes on Thanksgiving, and you give you the day before off as well. And I had 3 days of vacation left that I had to take before the end of the year, or I would lose it, which is the only thing I don't like about working for Dell. And
that they force you to take a holiday? That's rough.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? So I put them in front of the Thanksgiving holiday, so I got all next week off. I don't have to go back to work till the 30th.
Good. That'll give you a long time to cook your turkey.
Yes, exactly. Which I think, I don't know if we're even having turkey. I'm not involved in those. I just come to eat. They take care of that, my mom and my sister. So I just pay for it. So anyway.
Here, sis, have my credit card.
Yeah, that's exactly it, yes. So anyway, we done? We're going to go to the next one.
I'm done.
I'm done.
I got stuff to do too. Sorry, folks.
I know, no weather wizard. Oh no,
no weather wizard. Yeah, it's kind of a cheesy story anyway. I looked through it. So anyway, let's see. Let's wrap this up.
Is there below the surface child molestation in that one as well?
I haven't. I just glanced. I didn't read it.
Oh, okay. So
you
perhaps there
that
is.
Stop right now, Mister.
Perhaps there's subtle homosexual undertones.
Hey,
in the
hey, come out. You're ruining it.
Good night.
As always, you can send your hate mail to Caleb at jmail.com. No, I don't know.
That's me.
You can send email to podcast at talesfromlongbox.com and let us know what you think. Please make the subject Caleb Stop. Let us know what you think there. Or you can bash Caleb on the Facebook page.
Awesome.
Just do a search on talesfromalongbox.com or Tales from a Long Box podcast, and you can find us there. Or you can bash Caleb in the actual episodes.
It's the red Let's spurt.
Do what you think there. And that's it for our Thanksgiving edition. And that is it for this week.
Alrighty.
We are out.